The Colorado Avalanche have been in Colorado for 20 years now. We've had some amazing players take the ice, and we've had some guys here just long enough to get a cup of coffee with the team. They come and they go, and we're going to remember each and every one of them. Every Avs player ever. The stars, the flukes, the traded, the retired. Every Avs player ever, one by one, until we're done.
Duncan Siemens.
Duncan Siemens is a left-handed shooting defenseman. He's 22 years old, born 1993, 6 foot tall, 200 pounds. Siemens was selected 11th overall in the 2011 entry draft. Why he hasn't seen the Avs yet, I'm not entirely sure, but I think it has something to do with him still being young and defensemen taking a longer time to develop. Either way, he did spend one game with the Colorado Avalanche, which is enough to get him on our list of every player ever, but we thought we'd ask around a little bit and see what people thought of Duncan Siemens and what we might expect from him in the future outside of an extremely dorky profile picture.
AJ Haefeli.
So Duncan Siemens, I just want to know basically what's his story and why is he not in the NHL yet? I look at, he's 22, I get that. Maybe he takes a while to develop, but he's also been around for a while. I mean, he was with Lake Erie, he came up for one game, he's one of the one gamers, but now he's back with San Antonio. Are we ever going to see this guy? Does he have a legit chance to play with us or anywhere in the NHL? I mean, what's his story?
You know, there's a lot of people, myself included, who'd really like to see the Avalanche give him a shot on the bottom pairing this season, because you know that Chris Bigras is going to be strongly pushing for a roster spot coming up real soon here. He's a really physical guy. He's a very good skater for somebody his size, and really just for somebody any size, he's a very good skater. He's very physical. He's got a real mean streak, just loves to hit people and can't handle a puck. Does not make good decisions with it. Is not very good at it whatsoever. Just not good in that area of the game. And that's the biggest thing holding him back right now. You know, he was a first round pick in 2011. He was their second first round pick that year. And it's tough sitting here when you watch a guy like Nate Ginnon, you know, boot pucks. And, you know, last night the guy was a foot behind the center ice line and he made a big pass. he made a big pass to, I don't remember who it was, but missed him by 3 feet and ended up in an icing. And then they lost the faceoff and they got him in their own zone and gave up a handful of scoring chances on that shift. And when you watch stuff like that, you really can't help but wonder, is Duncan Siemens really a worse option than this? Really? You know, he got one game last year against Chicago's B team. You know, they were sitting a bunch of their star players. It was the final game of the season, and they were locked in and going into the playoffs. And he looked okay. He played 14 minutes. He looked all right. He had some upside. You know, he was physical and played solid D. There were some things he didn't like. He was directly responsible, played a role in goal against right in front of the net, which is the one area where you would think that guy should dominate. And he's been a lot more of the same this year for San Antonio. He plays a solid chunk of minutes. He's not a horse or anything. You know, he's not playing 28 minutes a night down there. And he's not doing anything that really stands out and says, "Hey guys, call me up. I deserve to be up here. I need to be this guy." You know, he's very just a guy a lot of the time, in my opinion. You know, he's a good physical player, though.
How does a guy like that get drafted number 11 overall then?
I mean, he's a big guy.
Maybe he plays really big. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, man. Everything that I've seen about him, it doesn't line up for me. And I get why he's only played one game, I guess. But the hype that I hear about him, I'm trying to figure out what I'm missing. Why is this guy not in the NHL if he's 11 overall and so highly thought of by so many people?
Well, the problem is that he wasn't drafted by Patrick Waugh. And Patrick Waugh has shown a very heavy deference to the guys that he has brought in and has only occasionally given time to people who were here, prospects, I mean, who were here before he showed up. You know, there's not been very many young guys who have really broken in during Waugh's time.
They're cursed, man. Like the Hitchens of the world.
yeah, like Hischin last year was really the, you know, big test. And you know, now this year he's back to being kind of just the forgotten guy, you know, being ignored in the AHL. And I'm not saying that's not inappropriate or anything. You know, the Avalanche are very deep at center, so
yeah. But
for Siemens, I mean, it's a big concern that the guy played 100 games and scored 10 points in the AHL. Like, even as a defenseman, that's a big concern.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you're gonna be damn good at it if you're only gonna put up numbers like that, I guess.
Right. Like, I mean, look at McGinnon last year. Awful defenseman, right? But known entirely for his defense and not for his offense, ended up with a 15-point season in the NHL.
You could say that might be a fluke, but yeah. I mean,
well, it was totally a fluke, but even before that, you know, he had a couple of points the year before. And, you know, I mean, you're talking a bad player at the game's highest level.
Right.
You know, and I don't think he has any points this year, but he had like 9 or 10 points his first year in Denver. And again, I mean, we're talking about a guy who's not very good, especially offensively. And even he has kind of just found his way into points in the NHL. Duncan Siemens has 3 points this year in 20 some odd games played for the Rampage. Like, it's not happening for him offensively at all. And obviously that's not why they drafted him. That's not why they brought him in. That's not his role. It's not who he's supposed to be. But at the same time, man, like, you really, it shows that there's a real flaw. There's a real problem in his ability to move the puck around. You have to be able to do that at least to a certain level in the NHL. We've seen what it's like for Brad Stewart and Nagin in the last couple of years, guys who really struggle to move the puck at this point in their careers, and it just kills you in the NHL. It's such a fast league. You have to be so responsible with the puck. I mean, look at last night, what made the Avalanche so strong, their ability to be patient and make good quality, crisp passes to each other back and forth, good decisions, and then they would break out cleanly and would end up in a puck in the other end instead of a turnover and then being hemmed in their own zone for 45 seconds. It's just such a huge deal. And right now, that's his biggest bugaboo in his game, is he just has not figured that part of the game out yet. And he'll freely admit it. He's a wonderful guy to sit and talk with. We did a great interview with him during the preseason. And he talked about it in his interview with us, in his interview with the Avalanche guys, and pretty much any interview he's ever given. He openly says, my puck handling, my puck skills work. I need to work on this. They're not very good. It's holding me back. So, you know, he works at it, and I want to see him. I really do. I really want to see him this year. The Avalanche really need to decide what they have in him very, very soon, because they're running out of time with him. The way that the roster is shaping up, other prospects who have maybe passed him up on the totem pole, notably Chris Bigras and Nikita Zadorov. You know, both guys are left-handed, both playing where he's slotted into play. They need to figure out what they have in him, and they need to do it quick.
Duncan Siemens has played exactly one game for the Colorado Avalanche in the NHL, and to be fair, we're probably going to see him again. He will get that chance, but for the time being, he is a one-gamer, and who knows? This is the big show. You never know what's going to happen. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe by clicking on the iTunes link at coloradohockey.com. The show is brought to you by AvsFam, absfam.com. Hockey shirts inspired by the Colorado Avalanche, but unlike anything you're going to find anywhere else. absfam.com. Stay awesome.